Stephen Morrell joins me. Steve, I'll tell you what, these are your numbers, but I couldn't stop with the headlines over here. The latest kind of job outlook and numbers came out. I see the word increase, and it increased by a lot. And it's pretty good news. Is this true? Throw me some stats here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Garf, it's good to see 531,000 jobs, you know, added in October, and actually revising September numbers up also from the 140s up, the 190s up to the 312. So really good stats over the last 2 months, showing some progress here and people getting back to work.
We like that, back to work. There's three magic words right now. When seeing these, Stephen, how should companies respond to hiring in a market like this?
Great question. I think it's, you know, it's interesting because we've never really seen a market like this, and unemployment is still low. We still have 4 million folks that are not in the workforce compared to what we saw in February of 2020. So it's still a challenge to find individuals. And now it's going to heat up the competition, right? You know, companies that were open for a while or now just opening, having to catch up is going to be a challenge. I like to actually highlight one of my customers, Prime Flight Aviation. They're in the aviation services space, and they employ anywhere from 7,000 to 8,000 people globally. And obviously, were involved and had to stay working during the pandemics because they were essential. And we all know the airline business is coming back. But what they did, I think, was innovative, and that was, first and foremost, make it a priority, and make it a priority to hire people. And how to hire people. You know, I think companies say, yes, we want to hire, but does that really come from the top down? And in an organization like them, they literally have daily calls on what they're doing to hire people, from the CEO all the way down to the VP of HR and the operations folks being involved in how to get people through the door. First and foremost.
Very good tips over here. So, you know, I kind of look at the real estate market, Steve, is right now it is a seller's market without a doubt. And everybody wants to sell. I'm going to kind of use the analogy over here. Could you consider this a candidate market right now if you look at the job space?
Definitely. Yes. And, you know, and that's, it switches, it alters. I've seen this before in my last 25 plus years, that there are times where it's going to be a candidate market. And right now it's a candidate market. You know, you've seen pay rates increase almost 5% year over year across the board, which is pretty big. And it's just competition. You see sign-on bonuses, folks are being, you know, asked to or given, you know, gym memberships. Companies are getting creative on how to add people to their staff.
Can I use you in my negotiations? I want a gym membership. I want a private plane. I want lobster for lunch every day. Come on, man. I want my demands met, Steve.
There you go. And that's, you know, it's funny because that's also the flip side of it is how far you go, right? Because it's obviously there's a balance here. You can't go too far because then there's no company, right?
Exactly.
There's no people. There's no business to have people. But, you know, the other big thing that I think you see out there and what we're seeing, you know, and what I've seen with my customer, and specifically in Prime Flight, is also making it an efficient process when you're hiring someone. You know, if someone has to wait 2 weeks before they hear back from you and before they're told that they're going to find a job, they're gone in this market. It's like what I use the analogy. It's like a gallon of milk. You wouldn't leave it out for 3 days on the counter, right? It's going to go bad. So if you're not getting back to your candidates that are looking for work, they're going to go find something else. So be efficient in your process.
Yeah. And I was going to just kind of leave you with this. So I think there's a lot of job seekers out there still. I know I hear them. I get emails from them. You know, some of the examples that you did, you know, how should job seekers respond to hiring in a market like this? Obviously, you got to, I was talking to a young go-getter who just graduated from college, and you know, she wanted some introductions in the radio business, and I could see her passion. She's hungry, you know, out there. You know, we had a Zoom call, very professional. I mean, give me one or two or three other tips that you could for these job seekers. What should they be doing?
Well, first and foremost, because it is a candidate market, that doesn't mean you have to be cocky, and doesn't mean you should lose the basics of just overall respect, right? And then what I say is, don't burn bridges. So. And you've probably heard a lot, Garf, that folks are not showing up for interviews. They're not following up on, you know, or not even showing up for first day of work, or showing up the first day of work and saying, hey, you know what? I now have to take 2 days off, you know, just not the work ethic that we want to see. And I tell people, don't burn bridges. You know, just because right now it's a candidate market, it's going to flip. And there may be a time where you're going to need that individual, that recruiter, that HR representative, whoever it may be that you're talking with, that you're going to need their help again. You know, yeah. The other is, like you said, be proactive. And it sounds like the individual you talk to, that's proactive.
Yeah.
Get out there. You know, if you think posting a resume on Indeed is being proactive, yeah. You got an issue, right? I mean, you're going to get lost in the abyss. We've talked about that, right? So be proactive. We had a gentleman that actually came to our office dressed in a suit with his resume, knocking on doors. Within 3 days, we had a job for him. But guess what? Because he did that with 15 other companies, he had 3 other offers on the table.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's being proactive. And then last, you know what? Stay humble, stay hungry, right? Steal it from Rudy T back in the Rockets days, right? Stay humble, stay hungry, because it's going to switch. It's going to flip. And you want to make sure you have good contacts when it does.
He has the heart of his champion. His name is Stephen Morrell. FlexTech LLC. See what I did there? FlexTech, FlexTech LLC.com. Companies out there, absolutely worth a call to Steve and his team. One example with is in the aviation industry. He does so many other industries. I love your insight. We do this regularly, Stephen. Keep fingers crossed that the numbers keep moving like this, and we're going to continue to turn to you for advice. We appreciate it.
You got it, Garf. Good seeing you. Thanks.
You too. Steve Morrell. What a man. He knows what's going on.